We've reached to the last week of the month of Ramadan. Based on the astronomical data for moon sighting, next Friday most probably will be the end, the day of Eid. And so this will make it the Jumu'atul Wida, the farewell Jumu'ah of this month. The month of fasting, which is, in the words of the Prophet, the month of peace and rahmat and maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For us in the Muslim world this year, it coincided with the anniversary that the Palestinians basically hold to remember the day when they were forced to flee their homes and ended up in refugee camps all around the Middle East. Now almost 3 to 4 generations of Palestinians are born and they live in refugee camps. As if to rub the salt into the wounds of the Palestinians, the Americans just around that same time moved their embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And this is where we see that, you know, these Palestinians as an expression of protest and to keep alive their struggle and the memory of their issues, especially this issue of the right of return, that they would like to go back to their homes and their lands. And this is where they started, you know, staging protest around the Gaza-Israeli border. And the world saw the disproportional use of firepower on the Israeli side. Not only that they were targeting the protesters, but even paramedics and journalists. The story of the Canadian doctor who was injured became very famous here, and the young Palestinian paramedic who was killed recently, and there is another doctor also, even a journalist who was killed. And these are the individuals who had their jackets with their profession very clearly written on it. Among those who were killed, there were also about 13 children who lost their lives. And when we look at this issue, if you look at the remarks of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, you know, he makes it very clear, and these are his words, any attempt to approach or crossing or damaging the fence do not amount to a threat to life or serious injury and are not sufficient grounds for the use of live ammunition. This is also the case regards to stones and Molotov cocktail being thrown from a distance at well-protected security forces located behind defensive positions. According to Amnesty International, this is a violation of international standards, with Israeli forces in some instances committing what appears to be willful killings constituting war crimes. Interestingly, even the Israeli human rights group known as B'Tselem, they also said that open fire orders were manifestly unlawful, and they called on the Israeli soldiers in the field to refuse to comply with them. And so all these groups, international groups, in Israel, outside Israel, they consider this to be disproportional use of firepower by the Israeli forces. And this is where we have to realize that we cannot ignore the plight. In spite of the strong lobby of the Israeli government around the world, we just would like to, you know, portray whatever Palestinians do as terrorism. You know, this is where I always go back to this ayat number 11 and 12 of Surah Baqarah. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُ فِي الْعَرْضِ. When it is said to them, do not create mischief in the earth, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. They say, oh, we are the peacemakers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. They are really the mufsidun and the mischief makers, وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Because of their arrogance, they do not even realize that this is what they are doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the appearance of the Wali al-Mutlaq so that we can have peace and tranquility around the world, inshallah. Inna ahsan al-hadith kitab Allah al-Aziz, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana la fi khusr illa al-ladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحليم الكريم غافر الذنب وقابل التوبة وهو الغفور الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو العطوف للعباد بجوده والعواد على المذنبين بحلمه ونشهد أن محمدا نبيه وحبيبه سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين ورحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وآله الداعين إلى سبيل الله بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة قادة الأمم وولياء النعمة ومعدن الرحمة أوصيكم عباد الله بتوبة ما سلف من ذنوبكم أمير المؤمنين in his last will that he dictated primarily initially to his sons And then he says after that this is a will and advice to my children, to my family, and to all those to whom my message reaches and this writing reaches to them. And this is part of one of the wills which are there in Nahjul Balagha. It's not a personal will that Ali talks about himself, except for the very last item in there. Right in the beginning, he says to his two sons that acquire the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a sentence which actually brings us again and again to the issue of why we are in this dunya. Where he says, do not go for this dunya. Even if the dunya comes to tempt you. You know, this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says that the relationship of us to dunya should be the relationship of using this dunya to build the akhirah. Not that this is where we are going to live forever or this is the purpose. This is just a means in order to build our, future in the akhirah. And then he says, if you lose something from this dunya, don't regret that, let it go. So this issue of the greed of dunya is very important there. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen addressing Hassan and Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, through them, it is a message for everyone where he says, وَكُونَ لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا And he says, I advise you, to be the opponent of the oppressor and to be the supporter of those who are oppressed. And this is the general, ruling that Amir al-Mu'mineen has. And this is where we are to realize what does it mean to be opponent of a zalim and supporter of the mazloom. This is where we have to get the indication and guidelines from the principle of al-amr bil ma'ruf and al-nahy anil munkar. This issue of promoting good and discouraging evil in the society is an important issue in Islam. But there are different levels and different methods. Different situation demands different tactics how to implement that. We are told, for example, one level is the level of qalb, the spiritual level. At least mentally you should be promoting good. And should have dislike for something which is evil as far as actions and qualities of the human beings are concerned. And then, so intellectually being on that side of haq and against the batil. Then you have this level of lisan. If you have the ability to speak, convey the words in order to promote good and discourage evil, you know, do that in your words, in your writing, by using the words in different forms. And finally is the issue of yad, using your hand. And that, of course, only applies to those who are in the position of authority and who have the right to do that. But it gives us an idea that when we talk about this issue of becoming the khasm, opponent of the zalim, and aun, supporter of the mazloom, you know, different situations demands different solutions to it. There is no one way of doing it. Even, you know, it doesn't apply to everyone in the same way. When we talk about this issue, for example, the situation of Palestine, you know, when we talk about the level of qalb, the mental and spiritual level, the first important thing is really to study this issue, to be more, you know, aware of what are the realities in the ground, what is the history, especially in the last 100 to 150 years. You know, this problem between Muslims and the Jewish community has not been a long problem. There were more problems between the Christians and the Jewish communities in history than between Muslims and the Jewish community. The Jewish community, during the Muslim rule, actually lived a very peaceful and the life where they were able to progress. If you look at one of the most famous philosophers of the Jewish history, you know, he actually grew up under the Muslim rule. And so when we talk about this issue, even this term anti-Semitism, this doesn't come from the Arabic or Muslim history. Anti-Semitism is actually a phenomenon of a Christian European society. So what we see now actually is a different situation. We cannot just say, oh, Muslims from day one have been doing zulm to the Yahud. No. You know, this is really not understanding history in the true way. One of the former head of history department in Simon Fraser University in BC, in a book which he wrote for the undergrad students on the modern Middle East, this is a textbook published in North America by someone who was the chairman of the history department of Simon Fraser University in Canada. And there he talks about Palestine. There is one line which is very powerful, where he says, this is a story of the land of one people taken by another people, handed over to a third people. It is the land of the Palestinian taken by the British, given to a third community. And so these are Canadian, you know, experts of history during our own time, writing that in a textbook used for undergrad, you know, students of history. And so educate yourself. I had, talked about this group even earlier in the month of Ramadan. You know, this is Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. It's a very good website. Information-wise, very good. Because some of the times I see the problem with our own people. You are talking to a non-Muslim, and then you bring the ayat of Quran. Come on, he doesn't even believe in that. You are talking to a non-Muslim, and you say, you know, our ulama say this about this issue. This is a non-starter. This is where you have to realize where you are. What is your environment? Which society you live in? Who are the people that you are addressing? You have to talk to them in a language that they can understand. And this is where you need the help of non-Muslim commentators and their quotations on this issue. Although for us, it's a religious issue, it is a Muslim issue. But when we are talking to the wider society, you have to realize the environment and your audience before you speak. Salawat pranay para. And so, yes, you do realize that even when we talk about this group, the Canadian Justice, Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, you know, they have ongoing activities going on. Yes, you must participate in the Quds rally, but that's not the beginning and end of the story. Then you sit down till next Ramadan and wait for it. You know, go to this and you will see there are these issues coming up. Many issues locally, the policies are made by the Canadian governments, where you can have an impact in supporting the mazloom and opposing the zalim. And that is where we have to learn the method from, you know, those who are of like-minded, even from non-Muslim communities. For example, there are many, many non-Muslims and non-Arabs, people of conscience around the world. They started a peaceful movement to support the cause of Palestine and oppose the oppressive policies of Israel. And this is known as BDS, Boycott, Divest, and Sanctions Movement Against Israel. This started about more than 10 years ago. It is active in North America. Universities, churches, and trade unions actually are part of this movement. Where they basically are talking about divesting, you know, the investments in Israel or cutting off ties with Israel-connected companies. You look at the biggest church we have in Canada, United Churches of Canada, the largest, you know, congregation, the Christian congregation. In 2014, they actually had, they voted on this issue. And they ended up approving to join the BDS movement. And if you go to the website of the Canadian Churches of Canada, you will see a whole section on this issue where they say what is to be boycotted, why should you boycott it, companies selling those products in Canada, how you should approach those companies to get the product removed from their stores. This is a Christian religious organization doing their part on this issue. And this is where we have to learn, you know, that things are not only done in one way. There are different ways. You look at the environment and then work according to it. In Europe, there are hundreds of, you know, academics and even entertainers who personally boycott Israel as a way of protest. Major companies pulling out of Israel. And recently, just this week, Argentina canceled the Football World Cup warm-up match with Israel over Israel's treatment of Palestinians in Gaza. So you even have a, you know, soccer team, for example, you know, taking a stand on this issue. And these are the things that we have to look at it and then play our part and do our duty according to our own situation and according to our you know, environment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all the Muslims under his mercy and compassion, inshallah, and may this era of zalimeen end very soon. اللهم صل على سيد المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى إمام المتقين وأمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب صلوات الله عليه وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها وعلى سيد الشباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام وعلى أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على مولانا الحجة ابن الحسن صاحب العصر والزمان. ما أحيى عصار البدء والطغيان، هادم يا أبنية الشرك والنفاق، حاسد فلو البغي والشقاق. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آباء الكرام ما اتصلت الليالي والأيام. اللهم عجل فرج وسهل مخرج، واكحل ناظرنا بنظرة منا إليه، واجعلنا من المستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى. إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.